don't see who wins this contest, okay?
How are you feeling?
Hold on, Robert. Whoa, my turn. Now, let's see whose side you're on here, all right? How do you feel? Sorry, old buddy.
Looks like you won.
We're going to get started with Robert.
All right.
Well, I want to wish you a very warm welcome to our seminar here today. And we've got a special guest who is sitting at home. And we're inviting that person into our seminar, and they're going to experience everything you're going to experience. I know many of you have been through our seminars before. Some of you have never been through our seminars. But I think you'll find, if you keep your mind wide open, just sit back and relax, you're going to find it a pretty interesting experience. I've often mentioned that we never give anybody a brain hernia with the information we use. It's all very simple, and it's very, very effective. You know, I've spent a long time studying the subject of why we do what we do and why we don't do some of the things that we'd really like to do. And I've come to the conclusion that the two main elements in a successful, fulfilled life is motivation and education. And if we get a proper balance of motivation and education, we're going to find that we're going to be led into some very wise decisions that'll inspire us into some intelligent action, and we will live a very, very fulfilled life. What I would like to suggest you do is flip to the number page 2 in your action planner. Take your action planner and turn to page 2. You know, some time ago, John Canary gave me a little piece of literature about getting out of the comfort zone that was written by Bob Briggs in Southern Florida. And there's some excellent information in here. Many of us are pretty comfortable in our life. We've got a reasonably good income. The mortgage is paid. There's food in the fridge. We've got a nice warm bed to sleep in. And everything seems to be floating along just fine. And you know, a person in that position could very easily think, why would I want to do anything to change this? Well, we have found that if your life is not going in one direction, it absolutely, by law, must be moving in another direction. And Riggs is talking about that here. He said, many of us have established a comfort zone in our lives. We're just coasting along, taking the line of least resistance, just getting by. Now, he said, this is a very common and understandable attitude. We've all worked hard to get to where we are, and it may seem a very good place to be. The problem with this is that once we stop reaching, stretching, seeking, and risking, we actually stop growing. Now, Riggs goes on to say that the comfort zone frame of mind is settling for what we are today. That may be fine today, but without continued growth, and I believe this is the key line coming up, we are now all we are ever going to be. Now, for me, that would be a fairly disturbing thought. He went on to say, if you are in a comfort zone, beware. The danger of a comfort zone is that it doesn't hurt and it might even feel good. Many take that to mean it's a good place to be, but it's not. A comfort zone may be what is holding you back from real growth, real accomplishment, and your potentially exciting and rewarding future. Now, I've mentioned if we're not going in one direction, we must by law be going in another direction. You're either creating or you're disintegrating. Whenever we hear a person say, I like it just the way it is, we know that person is advertising their ignorance of a very basic law of life, because absolutely nothing stays the way it is. Now, if you'll take a look at the top of page 2, there is a concept there by Sidney Herbert Wood, and it's the test of an educated person. I think many of us have had a false concept programmed into our mind with respect to education. We, I think, have been raised to believe that education is going to school for a certain number of years and be able to correctly answer a series of questions. But, you know, many people will go to school all their life and be able to correctly answer the questions. But then when it comes to getting out into the marketplace and really making it happen, they just don't know how to compete. Many are withdrawn. They don't even feel comfortable meeting or greeting a stranger. Well, Wood said the test of an educated person is, Can I entertain?